Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline, live from the Service Master by Cornerstone Studios, with Jeff Calkins on today's show, presented by Red River Toyota in Wynn, Arkansas, online at redrivertoyota.com. We're back with the Gabe Kuhn Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
I needed someone to understand my ups and downs. There you were.
Jeff Calkins is columnist of the Daily Memphian, also host of the Jeff Calkins Show 9 to 11, right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. I hadn't talked to him in about a week, so we bring him on now. He's on X at Jeff_Calkins. Jeff, how's it going?
Good. Welcome back.
Yeah, I'm glad to be back. And the weather is phenomenal upon my return. Weather. I can deal with that.
It's yeah. Lovely. It's beautiful.
Yes.
Stunning.
Yes, and I got my base burn ready for the summer. That's nice.
I didn't realize that was a thing anymore. You're kind of supposed to avoid being burned.
Yeah, I know. I didn't try to. I really didn't try to. I did my darndest, but the sun down there in Curacao, it's a little much. It's a little much. Yeah. Have you ever taken a Caribbean vacation? That's a real question.
I have been to hadn't been for a long time, and then So then my parents, when they got to be in their 90s, they really couldn't travel much anymore except for, like, cruises. So then we'd go to a cruise to, like, Cozumel. I went to Cozumel four times with my kids and my parents. But then I went to St. John a year and a half ago, and that's probably the nicest vacation I've ever had. Spectacular.
Yeah.
Just spectacular. So it was gorgeous.
All right, now what did I miss? I think we should start with the FedEx NIL fund, $5 million per year, 50% match from the donors for the University of Memphis for the football program. It's transformative. Like you can't overstate it. This puts them in a tier all of their own in the group of five, and it puts them on par, quite frankly, with most of the teams in the middle of the pack in the higher conferences, whether it be Big 12, ACC, SEC, Big 10. They're right there. I mean, when we talk $7.5 million per year to go spend on talent, that is phenomenal.
It's not just football. You say it's football, basketball, women's basketball, and other women's sports. But the biggest share, is my understanding, is to football, just because it's got the biggest roster. But there's no question. That was last Friday, and that is let's be honest, and this sort of it couples with Laird's departure. The last 6 months, Laird got a lot done here, and including, somehow getting through that stadium mess and negotiating through that, and obviously without the Smith family, none of this would have happened. But still, I had various people when we were talking about Laird's departure, and you're giving Laird credit for some of the things that have happened over the last 6 months. I used some blowback. I just fell into his lap. I don't think it's fair to say that. You know, I think there was honestly a fair amount of maneuvering that they did in order to create the crisis last year that enabled, you know, that inspired the Smith family to step up with the gift for the stadium, and then to follow it up with the NIL investment is, yeah, really significant. And I think you now have a situation where Memphis is pretty clearly, you know, the preeminent Group of Five team. Now, whether that'll ever get you to the other side of the, you know, of the divide, I don't know. But all you can do is try to make yourself as compelling as possible. And I think you have to give the University of Memphis and Laird and credit for having made themselves as compelling as possible.
Yeah, and that sort of leads me into this. There's some reports about a Group of Five break-off, Group of Five only playoff. What, like, how do you feel about that? I get that they don't like being strong-armed by the powers that be in the Power Five, or Power Four, whatever the hell we want to call it these days.
Right.
But at the same time, I can't think that's not a good idea to keep yourself relevant, to get good TV money. It just doesn't seem like the where you would want to go. If you have to get strong-armed by the Power Five to keep a seat at the table, I think that might be the best plan of action for the most part.
For various reasons, I think it's impractical, which I'll go into in a minute. But I do understand the impulse of, if we continue to get crumbs, let's take our football and go home, right? And there are, there's a lot of us, and let's prove that we don't need them, and we can go do our own thing and stop taking. I do understand that instinct. The problem fundamentally is a couple problems. Yes. I mean, Oresco never liked it because he thinks you're condemning yourself to, you know, official minor league status is why he didn't like it. And I can see that. The other reason is fundamentally you're trying to maximize the money. Well, the folks who are interested in this evidently is various private equity groups are, you know, interested in being involved here. Well, you know what private equity wants? They want a return on their investment.
Yeah.
So you tell me there's going to be enough TV money to make everybody in the Group of Five happy with whatever TV contract they're going to have or streaming contracts they're going to have. Plus, by the way, pay back the private equity groups, you know, for the investment that they're making in this. I just find it impractical. And then the other problem is that the, you know, fundamentally, right now we are where we are because the SEC is self-interested and the Big Ten is self-interested and everything else. Well, if you just look at the Group of Five, the AAC gets a lot more money than the Sun Belt. Does the AAC want to all of a sudden, like, split the money with the Sun Belt? Like, I don't think so. The same self-interest will. I find it the impulse that is driving it. Like, screw them. I get the impulse, but I don't think it's a practical solution.
Yeah, it's frustrating though. I agree with you. I get the impulse. I just there's no way that they actually think they'd get return on investment. There's no way they actually think they'd get eyeballs on that damn thing for the most part. I mean, it would maybe a little bit better than the FCS playoffs, but that's sort of what you'd be looking at for the most part, right? I can't imagine it getting much more eyeballs than that.
I would think so. You know, I would think so. It's funny. I mean, there are upstart leagues. The AFL once started and became significant enough that the NFL had to capitulate. Like, you know, there have been other rival leagues that have in the sports universe worked, but no, I don't think that it's likely that it would succeed. I mean, I suppose, you know, it's worth listening to. Like, if people want to come to you with a package, a TV package, a proposal, it's worth listening to. But no, I find it to be, I do think the fact that you have the, you know, the guaranteed spot in the playoff now helps. It really is more opportunity, for example, than Memphis has really ever had. Now, if they take that away, like, is, you know, I, So, well, whatever. But I find it to be far-fetched.
Yeah. Now, also what I missed, we have Tyrese Hunter and Baraka Okojie. I think different thought processes here on both. One's going to develop more. One's more of a mercenary. Tyrese Hunter being the mercenary. Baraka Okojie could be a guy who stays around for a couple of years, decent on ball. Both guys have decent defensive skill sets. But I think good additions nonetheless. I do have questions about Tyrese Hunter and his sort of potential alongside P.J. Haggerty, Colby Rogers. If David Jones returns, how much he'd be on ball, that type of thing. But still, good work being done in the transfer portal while I was away.
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot of guards, right? You know, it's a lot of point guards. So
right.
We'll see how that shakes out. And in terms of Okojie, it's interesting to take a sort of developmental project when – you know, are there going to be enough minutes for him to be developed, right? Or is he just going to leave in a year? Yes, it could work out, but, you know, Carl Cherenfant was that, and Jonathan Pierre was that. And if you get in 20 minutes one day and three the next and zero the next and six the next,
yeah,
then maybe after a year you say, well, the hell with this and leave. But, listen, he does have multiple years left, and so... I hope they could develop him into something to have a little continuity in the program. And so, sure. And I mean, the truth of the matter is, yes, they need bigs. Now, they need bigs. But there's what, five more scholarships left. So there's plenty of shopping left to be done. And I have said all along, I think Penny's going to make the tournament next year because I think he can put together a roster. And so I continue to believe that he will put together a roster. But right now, if you look at it, you'd say, there's a lot of guys who might want to be on ball and a lot of guards here. Where exactly, you know, where's the length and where's the rebounding? Where's the shot blocking? Hopefully that's yet to come.
Yeah, and we had an interesting conversation about Jaden Quaintance, 5-star, 6'9", 235 pounds. They got out of the letter of intent when Cal left Kentucky.
Right.
That asking price, I have a hard time believing it's $2 million, but it's a rumor mill, what it's saying. That type of money for an unproven 16-year-old 5-star, can you talk yourself into that? I know you're not the one making the decision, but right. if you put yourself in Penny Hardaway, Rick Stansberry's shoes, could you talk yourself into that type of money for him?
No, I thought the way John Martin put it on my show was right, that it didn't feel like they will or should come up with that kind of money for him, right? You do like the idea that, you know, he's got at least 2 years of college basketball in front of him because he's going to be too young to go earlier than that because he's only 16 at this point. And so if you could know that he was going to be here for 2 years and not transfer after one, you know, that at that point you might say, and this gets like, but no, it feels like now if you're Louisville and you're desperate, right?
Yes.
Then you might imagine it. I mean, Louisville is truly in a place where they need to resurrect that program. And so I have a hard time imagining that the University of Memphis is going to come up with $2 million for him.
The biggest problem is $1.5 million. That's a lot of money to $2 million, depending on where you look in the rumor mill.
Right.
For a guy that's going to develop, who's 16 years old, who will need time to be seasoned. He needs some seasoning. And then also, I do think, you know, what we've learned from the past with 5-stars like this, it does create a sort of situation where in the past, Penny has felt the need with those 5-stars to try to keep them happy. And that has not always worked out. Look at Imani Bates. That's one of those situations.
Right. I mean, you don't know what kind of kid he is.
Of course not. Of course not.
He is. And Imani, there was but there's no question that there is a potential for divisiveness and entitlement and all sorts of chemistry issues that come along with that. Now, you know, Jalen Dern was a 5-star. He was awesome.
Yes.
Precious Thua was a 5-star.
Awesome.
He was awesome. You know, so I don't think it means that every 5-star is someone who I wouldn't want playing for my team. I'd take Jalen Dern or Precious Thua every day of the week,
not.
Right? So, but Imani Bates was a disaster.
But when you couple it with the investment and monetary investment, it
right.
becomes a different conversation.
Yeah.
And you have to be smarter about that these days.
it seems like, unless they have unlimited money, it seems like an imprudent investment. I agree.
Mm-hmm. Yep, no doubt, no doubt. Now, talking with Jeff Calkins, at @Jeff_Calkins on X, Daily Memphian Columnist, also hosts the Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM, ESPN from 9 to 11. I also, I know you talked about this. Do we need to return the banner that we have here at the station to the University of yeah. Memphis? Is it time with Reggie Bush getting his Heisman back?
I know you've brought up the Reggie Bush thing recently, actually, in one of our conversations. So I was glad to see that happen. You know, I think if we're righting wrongs, I think you start with the, you know, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. You know, I think bring that back from Cleveland, right? I mean, I think if we're gonna correct injustices, I think that's okay. One. But then, yeah, I think the banner. Now, the problem is, of course, is that the NCAA is not the Heisman Trust.
Yes.
But if we are righting wrongs, and to me the argument wouldn't be, like, obviously the argument about Reggie Bush is, whatever he did wrong, well, to the extent that he did, you know, that he did something wrong, it's no longer wrong to take money. Right? It was absurd at the time because the idea that he was the only Heisman Trophy winner who took money is preposterous. But whatever. We know now that you're allowed to take money, and so therefore it seems silly to keep him out. Well, if you apply that to Derrick Rose and the University of Memphis,
yeah, not the same.
it's not the same because you're not, you still can't play academically ineligible players, right? So that logic doesn't translate. But the truth is if you go back and look at the decision, they never said that Memphis knowingly played an ineligible player. They applied this strict liability standard, which is, sure, the NCAA.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Double A Clearinghouse cleared him, and then subsequently, just about when the NCAA was tournament was starting, then the testing folks wanted to talk to Derrick Rose. He declined to talk to them. They invalidated the test. That's what happened. And so they said it didn't matter if Memphis knew or didn't know. There is this matter of strict liability. Well, they haven't applied that in any other case. So I think the argument would be the theory under which Memphis was penalized was always preposterous, and we should recognize that and give them the banner back. Yes. Now that since we're correcting injustices, this would be a fine time to hand the banner back.
Yeah, but the main point is the Heisman Trust is not the NCAA. And Connor and I talked about this a little bit earlier with when we did overreaction, not an overreaction, and he sort of put it out there. The whole thing shows a clear approach or a clear change in approach from the powers that be in college football. And I said that's a massive overreaction because I don't think there is a lot of old school thinking still that is perpetuated behind the scenes in college athletics. It's still there. It's still very
no.
There.
And you would have to go back. I mean, the truth is that there's probably a lot of banners in a lot of places that aren't hanging. You know,
yeah.
Right. And so I don't actually expect that banner to be hung up there anytime soon.
Mm-hmm. Have you enjoyed the NBA playoffs? I know that I've been overseas, so it's been a little hard to catch in. But Luka went off last night. Let's see what else we have. The Suns are the Suns. Like I have no hope that they're going to be able to win that series against the Timberwolves. We'll see. They have no one. Like the problem is, and this is what the problem was going into the year: one, not enough depth, and two, they don't have an orchestrator in offense. I mean, Brad Beal and Devin Booker and Kevin Durant should be allowed to be Brad Beal, Devin Booker, and Kevin Durant. And having them on ball playing ISO consistently, creating their own shots, that doesn't help. But what have you thought of the NBA playoffs thus far?
Well, I've enjoyed that one immensely because I'm rooting for Mike Conley and Minnesota. And so I've enjoyed that one immensely. And then I think the other thing, you know, we were talking about this today on my show. As applied to the Grizzlies, does it all seem less daunting to be good? In other words, once upon a time when you had to deal with, you know, these collections of superstars all in one place, it felt far-fetched that a team in Memphis could ever win the title. Well, now, you know, I mean, look at Minnesota, look at Oklahoma City, look at and then even the best team. Yes, the best team. Denver has the best player in the world, but just one of the best players in the world. Other than that, has Jamal Murray even made an All-Star team? Did he make it this year? I don't think
he's
made an All-Star team.
He didn't.
So, and then you got the Celtics, who are a very deep collection of excellent players, but not one of the three best players in the world, really. You know, I mean, obviously. You know, maybe one of the top 10 best players in the world, but not one of the three best players in the world. It doesn't feel as insurmountable to win a title as it once did. And particularly with the waning of LeBron and Steph and Kawhi and you know, it just feels like, I wouldn't predict it. I'm not predicting it for the Grizzlies, but it feels like it once felt like an impossibility, really. Yeah, you can aspire to a Western Conference Finals. Now, it doesn't feel like it.
Well, it feels like go season your homegrown talent over a five-year period and you're going to have a shot. That's what it feels like. You look at the Celtics and the Nuggets in particular for that. And if you're trying to just put together these all-star teams, it's not the exact same. Now, I don't rule out that, you know, as we get into the future, if the Thunder add some superstar and put themselves over the top, we could revisit this conversation. But still, they will have SGA and Jalen Williams and Chet Holmgren and all these guys that they drafted SGA, but they have all these guys that they grew and they seasoned over the years.
And it's the same thing with Denver. Like you make the judicious trades. You get your Gordon or what, you know, you make your deals at the margins. Celtics certainly have done the same thing. But fundamentally, homegrown, savvy trading, trades that could have been made. Like, sometimes you have trades that can only be made if you're in L.A., like, because they're forcing their way to L.A. But that's not really what has happened in either of these instances. And so, I don't know. Yeah, they've been perfectly entertaining. You do notice, like, you miss it. Like, from a Grizzlies perspective, you notice the intensity. You notice the crowds. I mean, it's just different. And so to have a season where where this city and this team is not involved, you feel a little pang there to me initially watching it. It's like, oh, damn, this is fun. But then I step back and I think, you know what? It doesn't feel insurmountable to me that Memphis could be, you know, deeply involved in this next year.
Yep. Now, NFL draft tomorrow. I know you're watching the Bills closely. Is the biggest question for you, at least for like the top 10 picks, the Chargers, what they're going to do at number 5? Or are you still looking at the Cardinals, although it looks like they may stay there?
I think the Pats are still a question. I assume they're going to take the quarterback.
I feel like Connor and I have had a conversation off air about this. It feels like a lot of the, you know, they're thinking about trading the pick. They may not take a quarterback there. It doesn't feel like that's real.
No, I think they'll take the quarterback.
Or rooted in reality.
And then will the Cardinals just sit there and take a receiver?
Yeah. You know, which would be fine. If they got Marvin Harrison Jr. to pair with Kyler Murray, I think they're heading the right direction.
Right. It is interesting. Like Bruce Feldman had a piece today or yesterday that went up, talked to a bunch of anonymous scouts, and they really sort of by acclamation said that Neighbors is receiver number one.
I love him.
Which is, but it still feels like Arizona would take Harrison. But that's interesting. I mean, there's a lot that's interesting. Is Penix really going to go to the Raiders? That's what it's sort of starting to feel like. It's what you're sort of starting to hear. Is he going to be QB4, and is he going to go to the Raiders? The quarterbacks are always the most interesting, obviously. And then whatever team you happen to be invested in, there's going to be a million offense. But between the tackles,
yeah,
the receivers, the quarterbacks, and then there's a tight end, there's a couple of centers, guards.
Yeah.
Like, there could be the most in terms of just one side offensive players, but the most we've ever had drafted in a first round before is 19, which is
it could be 23 or 24 this year.
I think you could certainly beat 19. Yeah. I think you could certainly hit 20 anyway, because you're going to certainly have four quarterbacks. You're going to have a tight end. You're going to have six or seven receivers, I bet. Six anyway, six receivers, six or seven tackles, it feels like, right? So, yeah, it's going to be a heavy offense draft.
It'll be fun to watch. Well, Jeff, I'll let you go. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Gabe. Welcome back.
That's Jeff Calkins at Jeff_Calkins on X, Daily Memphian columnist. Also host the Jeff Calkins Show 9 to 11 right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Let's go ahead and grab a break. When we come back, we have our weekly Showboats guest. That will be DB Lamont McFadder. He is next, right here on the Gabe Kuhn Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
92.9 guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now back to the Gabe Kuhn Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
My friend is feel as their appointed duty.
Your Memphis Showboats play on Sunday at home against the Michigan Panthers. 2 p.m. is the start time. It'll be on Fox. But make sure you get over to Simmons Bank Liberty Stadium, second home game of the year. But we bring on our weekly Showboats guest this week, safety Lamont McFadder II. What's happening, man? How are you?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
I am doing well. Now, this is what I just don't understand. This is very interesting because we talked with Jarae Elder last week, right? A guy there in the secondary with you. You guys both played in the Pennsylvania State Athletic Conference, the PSAC. Y'all have like a whole DB room dedicated to the PSAC at this point. He played at Westchester. You played at California, Pennsylvania. You started your career at Ball State, correct?
That is correct.
Yeah, y'all have a whole damn DB room dedicated to the PSAC. Who knew? How about that?
Yeah, man, me and Jarae trying to represent for the PSAC very well, man.
Yeah, man, somehow, yeah, but I was telling him last week, y'all spit out some good football talent.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The NFL or the UFL, whatever it is, it's impressive.
Absolutely. It's definitely great ball in the PSAC.
Yeah, so how have you enjoyed this? Obviously, you're with the USFL, but how have you enjoyed this UFL, the merging of the leagues, everything else, the talent pool all together? How much have you enjoyed playing in this startup, this spring league?
Man, I've enjoyed it a lot, man, just because, it's a great opportunity, for a lot of American players to be able to showcase their talents and get another opportunity as well, because before the spring leagues were here, it would be tough for certain, people to go up to the CFL as well,
Right.
If they weren't in the NFL or just recently got cut or whatsoever. So it's a great opportunity, man, to be able to play this beautiful game of football.
Yes, sir, and for money. That's always nice. I tried to do that after my time at Memphis. Didn't quite work out. I wish if I was a couple years later, maybe USFL, XFL, UFL would have come calling. I was with the AAF, the Alliance of American Football. That was no fun. They shut down after like a few games. And y'all have it going good at this particular moment. Now, holler at me. I ask every guy that comes on about their story, man. You got done playing in college, what would it have been, 2016, 2017, somewhere around there?
My last year at college was 2019, 2020.
Okay, now holler at me about where you went from there and your story. Jeray, I thought it was interesting, man. He went to Italy. He tried to do the CFL thing, had an NFL tryout, had some workouts, but football has taken him all across the globe. What about for you?
Right, man. So I was really just grinding, man, waiting for the opportunity. I had an opportunity for a workout with the Raiders in October of 2020. The workout went very well, and that was like my first experience of, they went with a vet. From there on, I was just on a short list for a couple of teams like the Browns and the Bears.
Right.
And I was really just grinding, man, with blind faith, just not counting the days, but making the days count.
Right.
Staying ready, man. So I was just working and everything, trying to provide for myself, my family, and, just waiting for the opportunity. And once I got the call, 2022, summer of 2022, it was a scout that was actually working with the Raiders, Dave Rizzano. And he got the GM job last year for the Showboats. And he called me asking me, he's like, man, you want to play football?
Yeah, like, of course.
I'm like, absolutely, So I just jumped right on it, man, and just – opportunity meant preparation, man. Just staying ready, and so I ain't have to get ready, really.
Right. And I talked to Jeray about this last week, but I think that, like, from the outside looking in, fans, people that follow the game, they don't realize the day-to-day grind and the wear it can have on your mind, right? The stress it can have on your mind, not knowing where you got to move to, what team you're going to play for, what type of money you're going to be playing for. Take us through sort of the mindset that got you to this point, because there's some tough days, I'd imagine.
Absolutely, man. For me, in my personal life, adversity always been my playground.
Right.
I've been dealing with adversity since I was a young kid. So, as far as the mental fortitude and mental strength, it definitely had to be put on display while doing something that you've been doing for your whole life and then not having it for that temporary time, So it was definitely something to get used to, but also just staying humble and staying hungry, So it was days where – it was days, to be honest, where you would fluctuate. But, you would have to – well, me personally, I had to be disciplined and be consistent, and that always brought that motivation back.
Yeah.
No matter if I was playing or – I was waiting for the opportunity, and even when I did get the opportunity.
Yeah. Now, you say adversity is your playground. I like that, man. I think I'm going to use that going forward. But take me through some of that. Like, started at Ball State, did that type of thing. You had to end up going to California, Pennsylvania. Like, what adversity, what sort of hit along your college days heading into the UFL where you're at now?
We can start since I was younger. I got hit by a car when I was 5. I was double-A cast. So, that was very tough for me because I'm just blessed to be able to play this game, just to be able to run, dealing with all I had to deal with as far as times where I had to wear a stent in my shoes because one leg was shorter than the other, broke my femur and everything, and then just dealing with a lot of family stuff.
Right.
Losing relatives and just having to be away from home when I went off to college, which is perfectly fine, but it was tough because I was dealing with a lot of losses in my family.
Right.
Just took something to get used to, too. First experience as far as still having to handle your business no matter what happens.
Yeah.
And just to stay even keeled.
So you're from Pennsylvania originally, correct? If I'm not mistaken.
Yes, sir.
So getting back to Pennsylvania, what was that like, Ball State to Pennsylvania, going from D1 to D2? Like, what was that transition like?
Oh, man, it was a lot to get accustomed to. D1, it was a lot of things that
they take care of you.
Yeah, they take care of you for sure, man. And when I got to Cal, it was one scenario when we had to get our books, and when I was at Ball State, our books would be all boxed up.
Of course,
third time to go get them, it would be all boxed up and everything. And then I went like a first week without like books, and I asked my
They're like, they're like, buddy, you got to go to the bookstore and buy those. You got to go handle that yourself.
So I asked him, like, Coach, what's up with the books? And he let me know. He was like, that was that work study job that we were talking about, you know, that could pay for your books. And I was like, oh, snap. Like, you know, so I had to go and get my books and everything, which was all good, you know. So it just took a lot to get accustomed to, just different, you know, stuff that you would be receiving at D1. You may not have received at D2. And as far as structure and everything, it just was a little different, but it was still, you know, I was still there to handle business.
Now, a couple of more things for Showboat Safety, Lamont McFadder, the second. When it comes to your role within this team, as you had a forced fumble last week, that type of thing. How familiar are you with the city of Memphis? How much, you know, before you started playing for the show, was how familiar? Had you taken a visit here? Have you ever sort of seen the city, that type of thing?
Well, prior to me becoming a showboat, I have never been to Memphis.
Right.
But when I did get to experience Memphis as far as being there, Memphis is a great city, man. I got to stay there after the season and do some work out there as well, get more in tune with the people. And it's a loving city for sure.
Yep.
It's a real homey vibe, you know. It's a great city, especially for their sports, man. They take pride in all their sports, and they're very supportive as well. So, yeah. This is definitely a great city, man.
And I'll tell you what, I know this is cliche and it's corny, but people will all agree, you love on Memphis, it'll love you back. And then final thing here for you, you went to California, Pennsylvania, and I have to ask a question. Connor, my producer, and I were debating at the break. What is a Vulcan? What's a Vulcan? Do we have an answer on that? Do you even know? Having played there for four years.
So the Vulcan is actually like it's like an alien being.
Oh.
It's like an alien being. Yep.
Okay.
It would surprise a lot of people.
But it's like hashtag forged in fire. What's that about? If it's an alien being, where does the fire come from? We don't know.
We got our mascot. We got our mascot. And he walks around with this sledgehammer.
Okay.
And the sledgehammer is forged in fire, you know. So
okay.
Our mascot now, or our logo now, is actually our Vulcan mascot. You know, coming out of the fire right now. So
okay.
They just actually changed that about 2019.
Okay, I don't see. I think we may be talking about the only alien being mascot at the college level at this point for football. I don't know if I've heard that before, but hey, that's unique. That's unique in itself. That's cool. Yeah, for sure. But Lamont, good luck this weekend, man. Good luck this weekend. Appreciate you carving out some time, and go Boats, man.
Absolutely. Go Boats, man. Thank you so much for having me on, Gabe. I appreciate it, man. Showboat fans, tune in this weekend. We're going to get it on and popping.
Yes, sir. Love to hear that. That's Lamont McFadden II. Showboats, by the way, play this weekend at home. You'll have a chance to see them at Simmons Bank Liberty Stadium on Sunday against the Michigan Panthers. It'll be 2 p.m. in Simmons Bank Liberty Stadium. If you're watching on TV, it'll be on Fox. You'll see Lamont get it on and popping, like he just said. But let's go ahead and grab a break on that note, and we'll wrap up hour number two with Small Talk coming up next.
Here on 92.9, we talk ball every weekday from 4 till 7 p.m. Except right now, it's time for Big Man Small Talk on 92.9's Gabe Kuhn Show.
And Small Talk is brought to you by Conway Services, reputable service available 7 days a week. Now, we have two different responses. So we just got done talking with Lamont McFadder II, Showboat Safety. He actually went to California, University of Pennsylvania. It's not in California. It's in California, Pennsylvania. But their team name is the Vulcans. We have one answer from Roman mythology, right?
Correct.
Right? Roman mythology, yes. And what do we have it in front of us?
Yes, a listener, Griffin Jett, sent this in. Apparently, Vulcan is the god of fire, including the fire volcanoes, deserts,
so
metalworking.
So that makes more sense.
Yes, so he is forging in ancient Roman religion and mythology.
I can see where Lamont thought it's an alien being, because I know that there's definitely Star Trek, the Vulcanians. The
correct.
Vulcanians. So that's where the alien being
if
comes
I were
in.
Going to guess.
I'm thinking it's the Roman mythology
version. I'm going to go
that's
with the first
guess.
One. If I had to guess, it's going to be the mythological figure.
Although it would be cool if it was an alien. I mean, come on. We don't have a bunch of aliens representing a bunch of colleges around. That would have been cooler. That would have been cooler. But, hey.
More alien mascots.
Yeah. I'm not big on Roman or Greek mythology, nothing like that. So, sort of, it went over my head. It went over my head, to be fair. Now, what I am familiar with is Bucky's. Are you familiar with Bucky's?
Yes.
The Bucky Beaver may be coming to a town near you, Memphians. How about this? A Bucky's may be coming to Fayette County, so we may have one. If you travel that direction, we might get that Bucky Beaver over there, where they have like 400 gas pumps. Cool in itself. You're always going to find a gas pump. You show up to a Bucky's, and you're filling up with gas. But inside is phenomenal. I mean, their service floor where you can buy, you know, I got a koozie from there. I'm a koozie guy. I know Jeff Calkins isn't a koozie guy, but I got a koozie from there. It's a little keepsake. They have good brisket, have good food, good desserts. I got some cookie dough bites while I went. I've been to one in my life. But a Bucky's in town, I can deal with it. I like Bucky's. It's a good spot.
Not only would it be, quote-unquote, in town, it's kind of outside of town, too. So we could go enjoy
if you're
it
traveling
without having to deal with the traffic of Bucky's, because that's the only negative it can bring. Is crazy amounts of traffic, but I am all for.
But it's more of it's a pit
beaver.
Stop. It's a pit stop. Yeah. How much traffic would Bucky's bring?
A lot.
Really?
Yeah, a lot.
It's usually on the open road.
I know people who actually moved because of the Bucky's around Knoxville.
Moved
because the traffic got so bad.
Interesting. There's one in Knoxville?
Around Knoxville.
Okay, so it's still on the highway.
No, you kind of have to go off the. Like I don't quite 100%
usually
know where it is.
Usually you see it from the highway.
No, you can definitely see it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Well, you
it's
see it because the traffic starts getting bad, and you're like, oh, Bucky's.
But I
must
take
be
it
close.
You have been in one,
of
and
course.
You enjoy it.
Yes.
What's your favorite? What's the favorite food item, or have you tried?
I didn't necessarily like go. We weren't there long. It was a pit stop. I was driving back from Knoxville when we went to it. So I don't really have like a specific Bucky's thing I love. The mascot's cool.
I think Bucky's is about American as an institution as we could possibly
have. It's just gas station
just
Costco.
Just the most ridiculous gas station in the history of ever.
Yeah.
I mean, it's insane when you get in there. It's freshly prepared food. The chopped brisket is quite good.
It's not like
the barbecue sauce and the barbecue. We're in Memphis. You know, don't drive to Fayette County to get the Bucky's, you know, barbecue. But they have other food items in there that I would suggest.
Pretty good.
Now I did the first time I went in. I did hate on it, but I have grown to be fond of Bucky's as the days and the months have passed.
Why'd you hate it? You hated the beef?
I didn't hate it. I was hating on it. I was like, it's just a gas station. But that is so wrong.
It's not just an experience.
It's not just a gas station.
It's an experience.
It's insane. It's insane. And that Bucky Beaver in the south, in the southeastern portion of the United States, you can't undersell it. And I have realized that as these days and months have passed. I was going to SEC Media Days a couple of years back and stopped at a Bucky's on the way into Atlanta. And it was, you know, I've grown to be more fond of my time at Bucky's.
You're fond of the beef?
My 20 minutes at Bucky's. Yeah. That Bucky Beaver.
20 minutes in the beef. Pretty good.
Yeah.
It's not bad.
That's
game.
A long time.
Hey,
it's a long
can't
time.
Can't be all
brother.
Of us.
Yeah. I hear you. Now, make sure you get in on the NBA playoffs with FanDuel, America's number one sports book, because right now they're giving you $150 if you place a bet. I mean, just place any $5 bet, you'll get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose, to use during the NBA playoffs. You can bet on 3-pointers. Point totals, first basket score, and more. Visit FanDuel.com/GabeK. That's GABEK to get started. FanDuel is an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Must be 21 plus and present in Tennessee. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is not withdrawable bonus bets that expire just 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. And if you have a gambling problem, call the Tennessee Red Line at 1-800-889-9789. Now let's move on to some NFL draft and some Titans. Mike Keith, voice of the Titans, is next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.